Wow, it's been a long time since I've been up here. Don't miss it. I want to start out with prayer. Dear Lord, thanks for giving us a good day, Lord. Thanks for many blessings. Thanks for good health and strength. And camp meeting we're able to be in, Lord. I ask you to just help the young people here. Help us to be an encouragement and help them to get something out of it. I ask you to just help us to be what you have us to be and help the service tonight. We thank you for what you do. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. All right. So it wasn't quite my choice to get picked for this, just so you guys know.
We told Brother Steve that he could sing like 3 or 4 songs. We didn't need a lot of time. But.
A few more sessions would have been nice, so you guys have to pray about that.
So we also weren't sure how to do this, if we were supposed to do it together or speak separately. So it's going to probably surprise you as much as it surprises us. So.
All right. Let's go to our first point here. So Karana and I met camp meetings and revivals and other meetings, other congregations, stuff like that. All-day meetings and stuff like that. But, yeah, that's how we met. And I'll let you hear Karana's side of this.
Sister Sherry asked us to tell how old we are, so Andy was 22 and I was 24. So I had never planned on dating anybody younger than me. We met through my brothers. He was friends with Ethan and Derek and through camp meeting. So I always thought of him as like a brother and never thought that I would end up dating and marrying him. And so I had to pray a little bit about that whenever he started texting me and talking to me a lot. And I was like, Lord, what are you doing? I don't like him. Anyways. I don't really remember when we first met, so it was just through camp meetings and stuff.
Alright. And the second point, I don't actually remember the first time we met. I knew it was in a June camp meeting of some sort. We'd seen each other and I talked to Ethan and Derek a lot and came close with them. So that's how that worked out. And there's several. And they asked how there was challenges in getting the right one and praying about the right one. And there are several challenges I faced on waiting for the right one. And I'd say a few of them would be seeing the other people, young people, get married and moving on with their life. That was a hard one for me. You see them enjoying their second chapter of their life. Another one would be it's finding the one that met my qualities I looked for. So I remember when Brother and Sister Corder were here, and Brother Steve and Sister Sherry, it might have been a little bit before them, Brother Chris and Sister Vicky, they encouraged us to have a list to put out for your qualities you want to see in somebody. Like whether they pray or whether they raise their hand or if they use their skills for the work of the Lord. So that was one of the things I was looking for when I looked for the right one. Another challenge was realizing there wasn't much young people my age that was still single. I mean, I've been there. Alex, I'm sure he's there. There's a lot of people. I'm not trying to point you out, but I know what it's like. Me and TJ and Alex were sticking out for a while there. But I had to pick on you for picking on me earlier. And that's what I got on that point there.
So I'd say challenges on waiting for the right one would be sometimes I didn't know if I'd ever date or get married. So like coming to terms with that, like what if I don't ever date or get married? But I didn't want to just date to just date. So my dad always told us, you can do the looking, but let God do the picking or the choosing. So I didn't want to date to just date. I figured I wanted to date the one and the only one. And sometimes I feel like that might be one of the reasons God had me wait so long. I was 24 when we started dating. And I kind of said if I was 25 and still not dating, I was going to sign up for online dating or something. But but Andy asked me to start dating him like at the end of my 24th year. So that's how God worked that out. And I guess any advice about the waiting and dating would be to use the waiting time wisely, so you can use it to grow in God. And there's a lot of things you can do and experience when you're not dating that maybe you couldn't if you were dating or already married. And so just use the time to enjoy yourself within the will of God, but use the time to just grow and, like that.
Oh. And so my godly advice I'd give is on waiting for the right one is to pray for that right one. Though you wait for years, it's definitely worth it. There's a lot of people, you see them date for a week or two, and then you see something broke up. It's like, was that God's will in your life, or was that you wanting that person for whatever quality, good looks, or whatever it may be? But did you really pray for that one, or did you just say, oh, this is what I want, so I'm going to go with this person, not praying about it, but praying, God, hey, help me, I'm in this situation now, make it work. And that's not the way God wants it to work. He wants us to pray about the right one, and then let him work things out for you. It'll save you a lot of heartache and stress. I've seen a lot of people, young people my age and younger, they get hooked up, and then you see them down and depressed, and then they're always going out of the altar because they messed up. They didn't let God choose the right one for them. They chose it and then wanted God to work it out for them.
I would also say we were always instructed during dating to keep our dating and relationship in the light, to keep yourselves accountable to other people. So that way there's less room for the devil to work there. And also 1 Thessalonians 5:22 says to abstain from all appearances of evil. So that's the way to do it.
Another thing you want to look for when you start dating or looking for somebody is you want to see if that person will lift you up or tear you down spiritually. If you see yourself starting to fall down, don't just keep on going and going and trying to make it to work when it's not going to work. It's not the way God wanted it to work. If you see that person tearing you down spiritually, don't be like, oh, I'm going to stick this one through and hope for the best. It's not how God's will is in your life. And it says some scriptures, they asked for some scriptures that encouraged me. Would be one was Psalms 18:2. I'll have Taylor read that one.
The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower.
Okay. And then I'll have Hannah read the next one. It's Psalms 34:8. All right. Does anybody else have their Bible? Alex, give your Bible. Sweet. All right. Can you read Psalms 37:5, please?
37:5?
Yes.
Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
All right. And then the last scripture I have would be Psalms 40:31. It's, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. That's Isaiah. Okay. Mess that one up. That's what she's here for. Correct me. The first three scriptures were talking about trusting in God, and then the last scripture talks about waiting. So this is the two main things that you got to do when you're in the process of trying to find the right one, is trusting God will find the right one for you, and then waiting on him to find the right one for you. Don't rush into things and, like I said, try to make it work. That's not how God wants it.
They asked us to tell how did we know we were the right ones for each other. And as, I guess, cheesy as it sounds, you kind of just know. I felt peace about it and in God's will that Andy was the one for me. And so, yeah.
All right. So my side of that is I knew Karan was the right one for me when I prayed about it, and he showed me so. And she met, like, I had a list, like I said, the list of things I was looking for when I was trying to find the right one. And that's what I went by. I prayed about it, and God showed me Karan was the right one, and I looked at my list, and she met all the list there that I was looking at. And one piece of advice, they asked for advice that we've given. Before you start dating, they also taught us that you look for three spiritual pillars that you see in the church, and then ask them about what they think about the person you're looking at dating or talking to. So I talked to three people in the church I felt was spiritual leaders, and that's one of the things that led me to Karan too, is they all had good things to say about her, nothing bad, nothing negative.
And I'll just say, I didn't know that part until today. I didn't know he asked three people about me.
and then for the ones that are already dating and talking, ask yourselves, when you're alone, do you do anything you wouldn't do if God was there or Brother Decker was there, anything like that? Do you do anything that's inappropriate? It's like, you need to call it quits and get things settled and stop instead of trying to push it. That's my song.
Oh, you're done?
Yeah.
So I remember that Dad asked us before we got married and how we knew, or something about the how we knew that we'd marry each other, and I guess I think Andy gave some certain time, but I said I would have never dated him if I didn't see myself marrying him. So they asked for scriptures that encouraged us, and I can't say that I really had a scripture that really stuck out to me in dating, but since being married, the one that has stuck out to me a lot is the one in Philippians 4:11, where I think it was Paul said, "For I've learned that whatsoever state I am in, therewith to be content." And one of the things that Andy and I faced in our dating was the question of who would move where, because I'm from Pennsylvania. And even though I didn't feel to move, really, and didn't want to move to Ohio, Andy felt to stay in Ohio, and I felt it was God's will to marry Andy, which meant that if I married him, he's the head of our home, and so where he is where I'm going to be. And I trusted his relationship with God enough to feel that he was doing what God wanted him to do. And I think that if you're going to date someone, that you should, and that you desire to be in God's will, that you should have confidence in each other's relationship with Christ. If you don't have that confidence in each other, that they have a strong relationship with Christ, then you probably shouldn't date them as long as you want to be in God's will. So even though I don't know that, I know that verse isn't meaning a literal state like Pennsylvania and Ohio, it still can be applied. And so as long as I'm here, I determine to do my best to help where I can and to be content with where the Lord has placed me. So I think that's probably all.
That's why I told Brother Steve, it'd be nice if he had a couple more songs, but that's all right. I'll let you get out here a little early.
Alex can sing I Come to the Garden if he wants to.
Go back for y'all.
Appreciate Brother Andy and Sister Karana doing that. I know it's nerve-wracking getting up in front of people and especially speaking about yourself. That's very difficult many, many times. But there are some things that we could take away from their thoughts tonight. And first of all, young people, pray. Right? Pray. And then when you think you've prayed, pray some more. And pray some more. And pray some more. Why? Because you got to get God's mind on who you're supposed to marry, right? And even in your relationship when you're dating someone, continue to pray, right? And so pray. Also, what I liked, and we have admonished our children to do it, we've admonished a lot of young people to do so, is make a list. What are those qualities that you want in that person that you're going to marry? First of all, what should be at the top of the list? Salvation. That person needs to be saved, right? And if that person's not saved, you ought to cross that person off your list, right? But that person ought to have a relationship with God. And I like what they said tonight. Have confidence in their relationship with God. I like that tonight. And so make a list. What are those things? What are those top 5 things, top 10 things that you want to have in a companion? And I know my wife had a list. I had a list. Even though that, you know, they were talking about Sister Krana was a little bit older, you might say. And Brother Andy, how old were you?
She was 24.
Okay, so she was 24. You were 22. Definitely not a bachelor and an old maid. All right? Definitely not. I know some people that have gotten married much, much older than that. But I'm sure that at 25 or 24 years old, you're thinking, am I ever going to find someone? Well, you can take, what do you want to say? Take solace in the fact that Sister Krana got the right one for her, right? Just took a little bit longer. But those of you that are waiting, don't lose hope. All right? Don't lose hope. Keep praying. Keep seeking the Lord tonight. And then, you know, as I was thinking about Brother Andy and Sister Krana compliment one another. They compliment one another. In other words, they have qualities that complement one another. And I think that when you're looking for a companion, you know, both Sister Sherry and I guess you might say, we're kind of OCD, but in different areas. And so if we were OCD in the same area, then that might cause a little bit of strife, right? But we complement one another. Brother Andy and Sister Corona complement one another. And I think that when you are looking for someone, that's how it should be, is you should complement one another. And so, again, pray, make your list, qualities that complement one another. I also like keeping dating in the light tonight. Keep your dating in the light, young people. You will not regret it. You will not regret it. And so, not only will you not have to live with those regrets, all right, if you don't keep your dating in the light, you know, you want to have God's blessing on your relationship and on your marriage, right? And those are things that, you know, you have regrets, and the enemy will use those things against you. Mark my word, the enemy will use those things against you if you don't keep your dating in the light. And so tonight, keep your dating in the light. I guarantee you that God will bless you for it.